I think my strengths as a player, I like to think that I'm very consistent. I play definitely through the whistle, and I think that's also one of my weaknesses, as everyone likes to comment on. But no doubt about it, I like to play through the whistle and do whatever I can to put people in the dirt as much as possible. I would say, you know, I'd have to take after another Michigan man if I could possibly, if I had to pick myself to be like somebody, it would be Jake Long. I mean, he's an unbelievable player. He also wore number 77 at Michigan. That's awesome to even think to be compared to him. I don't know if I'm, you know, have swagger or anything like that, but my main focus in my game is to give the running back an opportunity to have yards and give my quarterback an opportunity to be successful in the pocket. You know, my job doesn't give me, you know, highlights and stuff like that, but I love doing what I do, whether it's in the future, left tackle, right tackle, guard, center, it doesn't matter, as long as I have the opportunity. No, actually, when I was in third grade, I was a corner, and the next year I quit football because I hate being hit. I didn't like being hit. So I was nervous about that. I don't know. I couldn't tell you what happened, but one thing led to another. My senior year, I played offensive tackle and had the opportunity to earn a scholarship to Michigan, and kind of just, you know, not going to take that for granted. Just I'm not taking this for granted. My freshman year of high school was, I mean, god awful. I don't think I passed half my classes. And my senior year, I had a full class schedule, and then I had two semesters of online classes. And just getting through that kind of made me notice that, you know, at the end of my high school, I'm either going to be working construction or I'm going to be, you know, have a scholarship to play at Michigan. And I just didn't want to take those things for granted. That's something you don't take. You have 4 to 5 years to change your entire life, to be standing on a podium like this in front of you people. It's unbelievable. Like, this, just being here right now is an absolute dream come true, regardless of what happens in May. Every single one of these things there's a reason behind it. I mean, I'm not going to run 40 yards, but you know, that 10 sure matters. The drills, all that stuff is huge. I mean, there's not one specific thing as far as draft projections. I just want to be employed at the end of May. I'm 22 years old, and I'm about to be living with my mother. So it's going to be, so April is going to be a long month.